Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go again. Another time, another place. We're here with you. Staycation setup time. With the morning mess, we have Ivy on the line. She thinks her man Kyle could be cheating on the relationship because, she got too much work done. I don't understand what this means, Ivy. Please explain.
I wouldn't say I've gotten too much work done, but I've gotten more work done than I thought I would over the past couple of years. And okay. When I say work, I mean, like, I started out with Botox and getting some filler.
Okay. BBL?
Not yet. Oh. I got my chest done. I'm saving money for the BBL and probably a nose job,
okay.
too.
Okay.
I didn't think this was going to go there this early in the convo.
What? So why do you think your man is cheating on you because you're getting all the work done? I would think, like, if this was a dude calling, like, hey, my lady's getting all this work done. I think she's trying to look good for people. Mm-hmm. But why do you think he's cheating on you because you're getting the work done?
Well, when we first met, I was all natural, and he didn't really care when I got Botox and lip fillers, but mm-hmm. I noticed a change when I started altering my body. He asked me if it was something I really wanted to do or, like, if I really wanted to spend the money, but, I mean, it was something that made me happy, and I was paying for it myself, so why not?
Yeah, were you happy with the results of everything?
Yeah, I was super happy. You know, I've always been pretty insecure, and it just felt nice to be able to do something about my insecurities. But yeah, he's just been really distant and not affectionate with me anymore. Like he used to be, definitely spending less time in the bedroom together.
Mm. Do you think he's less attracted to you now that you're getting all this work done? Because there's some guys that like it all natural.
I mean, yeah, that's a possibility. You know, I try to talk to him about it, but he never wants to talk, and I feel it, you know, that it is about the work that I got done.
Mm-hmm. So you feel like at this point, since he's not getting it with you, he's getting it somewhere else?
That's what I'm afraid of. Or he just doesn't want to be with me anymore. I don't know.
And at that point, just break it off with you.
Yeah, I mean, let me know. But like I said, he just never wants to have a conversation about it.
And regardless of you getting all this work done, you're still invested in this relationship, right?
Yeah, we've been together 2 years. I mean, I love him. I want to find out what's going on and if this can be saved.
Okay. Well, let's find out together. We'll call Kyle up, offer him the free romantic hotel stay and see who he wants to put on that reservation, Ivy. If he doesn't say your name, obviously he's seeing someone on the side. Is it going to be over right then and there?
It's not going to be good if he's seeing somebody else.
Oh, damn. That sounds like a threat.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's figure it out.
Oh, she a Gemini. I can tell she a Gemini.
This isn't Libra behavior or Capricorn or one of the other stupid signs.
Yeah. What are you? What's your sign?
No, I am a Gemini.
See, I told you. Oh, I done told you.
Joey always knows these things.
I know. Right about that.
she got Gemini. Yes. Scared to do this. When's your birthday? May or June?
June.
Yeah, June ones are the worst.
I'll just believe you at this point. You know what I mean? He's been right enough.
I could spot a Gemini from a mile away. All right, we're going to find out together, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Kyle?
Yes, speaking. Who's calling?
Hi, Kyle. My name is Selena. So I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. I have some awesome news for you.
Not interested.
Are you sure? If you just give me a moment of your time, this is a deal you wouldn't want to miss out on.
Right. Okay. What is it?
Yeah, so I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel, and I just wanted to let you know you're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
How did you even get my number?
I will explain just that. So we saw you're very present on Google and Yelp reviews, so we pulled your name from those sites because we are fairly new to the scene, and we want to get our name out there as well to bring in more clientele. So all we ask in return is for an honest review of your stay here.
So it's really free. I don't have to give any credit card information or anything.
That is correct. We'll just take your credit card just to have down for the reservation, but we will not charge it. It's a complimentary stay. You know, it's basic hotel procedure. It's how you do it at other hotels.
You know what? I'll bite. Let's see where this goes. Okay.
All right. Well, congratulations, Kyle. I'm so excited to set this up for you. So something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is we actually address a sweet or saucy note to the guests you will be bringing. So I can give you a second to think about it. And whenever you're ready, I'll write that down for you.
Wait, a saucy note?
Yeah, sweet or saucy note. It's something different we do here. So a sweet note is more sentimental and a saucy note is, you know, a little more sexy and intimate. So however you're feeling.
All right, let's do saucy.
Saucy? All right, let's hear it. Yeah. You have anything in mind?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you hydrate me.
All right, I'm sure your guest will know what that means, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me go ahead and write this down for you, Kyle. So now that I have that written down, the most important question here is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Haley.
I got it. Thank you.
F*** you, Kyle. You clearly just can't handle a real woman.
What? Who is this?
Hey, Kyle,
yeah,
really
quick. What are you doing on the phone?
Well, Kyle, really quick, we got to let you know you're live on the radio. Our show is called The Morning Mess with your girl, Ivy, who suspected you were seeing somebody on the side and...
Wait. I'm live on the radio right now.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. We're live on the radio. You really don't want me to
stop stalling. Get to it, man.
Unlike you, I don't have anything to hide. So, you know, I'm not a cheater.
Listen, let's be honest. You're not the same person that you were when we first started dating.
Yes, I'm the same person.
No, you f***ed up your face, and now you're going to do it to your body, okay?
No.
I'm going to tell you the truth. If you wanted the truth, I'd tell you.
You're such a dick, Kyle.
You're not attractive anymore.
I can't believe you'd actually say that to me.
You took this surgical shit way too far. You were a pretty girl, very beautiful girl before... I don't know why you did all this shit to yourself.
Well, instead of being a man and having a conversation about it, you just decided to, like, avoid me and then cheat on me with other girls?
Well, how am I supposed to tell you I think you've changed? You're not the same person. You used to be down-to-earth girl next door. Now you're f***ing Catwoman or something.
Damn. It's hurtful.
Is it a crime to be confident? I mean, are you, insecure that you have to put me down?
I'm not putting you down. You asked for this explanation.
You
I'm giving it to you.
Putting me down.
How is it a put down?
It doesn't even matter. You're cheating on her. So.
All right. You know what? F*** this. The cat's out the bag. Let's just call it now. It's over. You know you caught me. It's over. Let's just stop wasting our time.
Okay. Well, that's the.
Yeah. It's clear.
Smartest thing you said all morning. All right. Kyle, you there?
Smartest thing I said.
I just want to make sure to hang up on your dumb ass. Hold on.
You guys tricked me.
Miss Ivy, it's what we all thought. He does not appreciate you at all.
I wanted to think better of him, but...
You just need to find someone who loves you for you, because it sounds like he wasn't with it anymore.
Yeah, I gotta be true to myself. Somebody will love me.
There you go. That'll want to give that muffin a concussion.
That's a new one.
Please tell me you just made that up on the spot right now.
It's all you need in life, right?
Yeah, I guess so. That's
okay, we got to giggle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.